tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode and program of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss the remembrance of death. And this is something that we as Muslims, we as the devotees of beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, need to keep in view, as we have been commanded and advised in the glorious Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we discuss that, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, I'm in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, hafizahullah, subhanallah, jazakallah, welcome.
Sayyidi, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. Now that we are here, I hope we get to hear beautiful Madani pearls from our esteemed guest. And now, beginning with our discussion with regards to the remembrance of death, we all have to taste this bitter pill that we call death. And nobody has ever escaped it to tell the tale that, you know, I have managed to escape it. We all have to go through it. But yet it is one thing that we all are oblivious of. We live as if we are not going to die, Allahu Akbar, which is the exact opposite of the reality. We see the janazah leaving every day, almost on a daily basis in our locality. And thousands of people, they pass away on a daily basis. And this itself should ring bell that, you know what, I have come here and we have all come here to go one day. And this is our place of action, dunya. What we do here will reap the reward of it in the hereafter, inshallah. With regards to the remembrance of death, Sayyidina Salim rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that once some representatives came to Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali from Rome. So he said to them, when you appoint anyone as a king, a gravedigger comes to him and says, O king, may Allah Azza wa Jal reform you. When the king before you ascended the throne, he ordered me, make my grave like so and shroud me as follows. And hence, it gave a way to prepare. Then the shroud seller came to him and said, O king, may Allah reform you. When the king before you ascended the throne, he purchased the shroud, fragrance and camphor even before his death, and then hanged the shroud at such a place where he could always see it and remember death. O leader of believers, our kings recall death in this manner. Upon hearing this statement of the Roman representatives, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali said, reflect, look at how much the one has no hope of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal remembers death and ponders about it. After this incident, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became severely ill, and in this state of illness, he passed away.
Allah.
And with regards to the remembrance of death, death is that which will come and its time is fixed. And it is not possible to flee from it. It is such a reality that when Allah Azza wa Jal made Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam descend to the earth, he Azza wa Jal said, لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. And you will have on earth a place to dwell and provision up to a certain time. After that, you all have to go.
Allah.
So this is the reality. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the souls of all the people that will be born from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till last person who will be born, Allah Azza wa Jal, when He created their souls, they all came out from the back of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, all his offsprings. How many people have been born in the past and how many people have passed away? Billions and trillions, the number will accumulate.
Allah.
And how many billions of people will be born even after our generation, until the day of judgment? And how many of them will pass away? So all the numbers combined, currently the global population stands at 8.1 billion, let's say roughly 8 billion people.
Allah.
And if you combine the number of people, the human population from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the last person, you can see the magnitude of it. Trillions of people.
Yeah.
And truly, the earth, the planet is only so big. So the angel, they were puzzled. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will the earth be able to accommodate them?
Right.
It won't be able to accommodate all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, I have created death for that purpose. So one generation comes, they pass away, and they are replaced by another generation.
Allah.
And this is how the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His divine ordinance, has made it such that a generation comes after they have passed on, then they are replaced by another generation.
Yeah.
Just like how it happens with the crops, with the farming. Our case is similar. And we all have been given an appointed time. Then the angel asked, Ya Allah, they won't be able to enjoy the life that they are given if they know that they have to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angel, yes, I have given them long hopes. We have been given that. You know, that momentarily we tend to forget that we have to die one day. And we live this life and continue every day as if we are going to live forever. But those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wisdom, has given iman, they remember death. One day we have to pass away. And the very day our souls were created, that's the very same day it was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person will be born at a certain time and he will pass away at a certain time. And even when the soul is blown into the fetus,
right,
after 120 days, so the angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him with 4 instructions. After blowing the soul, it is determined that how much of a risk is going to be allocated to that person.
Right.
It is determined what time the person will die. The person is not even born yet.
But all of this is being determined.
Yes, predetermined. When this person will die, and it is determined whether that person will be a good person or a bad person in his life. And all of this is in the infinite knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And this is the reality of our lives.
And you know, Masab, that every day that we spend right of our lives, we are being reminded of death. But for this, we have to ponder into each and every single day of our life as to how we are being reminded of our death. For example, take sleep, for instance. Sleep is actually a form of death. And when we are going to sleep, that is actually a form of death. So that should make us understand and realize and come back to reality that this is a form of death. And if I don't, you know, if I don't pull up my socks, if I don't wake up, then I'm wasting this life of mine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me. So if we have to really ponder over this and think that sleep is a form of death, then one will now eventually start to remember their death. So that was one point. The other point is, we see when a baby is born, the baby will grow into, they will reach their teenage years, then they will reach the adult years, and then they will reach the old age. And you know, the bigger a person grows, a person thinks that they are progressing. Yes, they are progressing. But together with that, in essence and in reality, every single person is progressing towards their death. So this also should be as a reminder for us that we are living each day. Time is going by, days are going by, nights is going by, our age is going. I mean, on birthdays, we get happy, we get joyous. But our pious predecessors, they would actually make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would actually make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they would get worried that, you know, the age is going. They are getting more and more older. And because of that, they instantly think about their death. That I don't know when my time is going to come. The days are going, nights are going. When is my time going to come? One gray strand comes, then our pious predecessors would think that this is a messenger of death.
Yes.
And these, if we, you know, these things, if we really look into it, then definitely it reminds us of our death. And together with that, this dunya is to cultivate. And in the hereafter, in the akhirah, that's where we reap our rewards. So we know that this world is temporary. We know that this dunya, this world is not going to last forever, and that death is something which is certain. Death, no one can escape, no one can avoid, no one can say that, you know what, I'm going to run away from death, or I'm going to find one place in one cave and block myself so death won't approach me. No, death will approach a person no matter where they may be. It's just for us to constantly remind ourselves, because at times what happens is a person gets so involved in this dunya, so engrossed in this dunya, so busy with work, so busy with family, busy with this, busy with that, that a person now for a period of time tends to forget that there's something called death, tends to forget that one day I am going to die. So why put all of our energy, all of our effort and our time into this dunya only? Whereas the same dunya, we can use it to our means to do good deeds, to be obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah through the barakah and virtue of that, we will have a good end. So we have to realize that death is something, when a person thinks about it, it will remove the love for the world in their hearts. It will remove the luxuries that a person is living in, the comforts that a person is living in. For example, how if the lights go off at home and everyone gets scared all of a sudden. Like that, now we have to use these situations in life to now think that the light only went off in my home. But what if I don't have light in my qabr? Then what am I going to do? So these things, by thinking about death, we automatically will start preparing for our death. Like how a student will prepare for their exams. Like that, this world, this dunya is a test for us. And we have to, you know, the way we can pass this test is to constantly think about death. Thinking about death, it kills all desires. All desires, they go away when a person thinks about death.
Subhanallah, yes. And the desires which we keep fighting, you know. Like for example, death is actually a form of mercy.
Yeah.
And death is a kind of gift at the same time for a believer.
Subhanallah.
And look at our pious predecessors, the way they would give us this mindset.
Yeah.
You may think, are you gone out of your mind? That how can death be a gift?
Right.
He says, honestly looking at it,
right,
you see, your whole life you have been fighting with your nafs. You have been fighting with shaitan. And it's a constant struggle on a daily basis.
Right.
That you are fighting with shaitan, fighting with your nafs, and you are abstaining from all these vices that are around us, and you are struggling to do good. Now in today's world, it is very easy to commit sins,
yeah,
and very hard to earn good deeds.
Yes.
And it's only becoming harder. And as the days go by, it will become even more harder.
Allah.
So in this state, where it is very hard to safeguard our iman, where it is very hard to control the nafs, where it is very hard to fight with shaitan on a daily basis, death comes as a gift. It rescues us from all these troubles.
Allah, Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the shair says, Allah, Allah, maut ko kisne masiha kar diya. It comes to rescue us in if you think in these terms,
in essence,
as the pious predecessors thought of it. And if you think about it, it does make sense that, you know, this is something we know we can't escape it. So rather embrace it. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran that to say you, O beloved, the death from which you are trying to flee will definitely meet you. And this is the time we accept the reality that yes, it will come to embrace us. So before that happens, we go and embrace it. We go and start to remember. We go visiting the graveyard, the cemetery. Yeah? Because these are the times when we are reminded of our final journey. That this is the final journey from this world to the next world. And this is our journey that we will have to go through. The same dark qabr where all the other marhumin, they are resting in their qabr. Allah knows what state they are in. And one day we will be there. And nobody will know what state we are in. Only we will know. And it may not be good. The answer is, it may not be good. Except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do good and earn good. So when we go there, our qabr is enlightened by the nur of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the windows of the qabr is open and the breeze of Jannah starts to come, inshallah, azza wa jal, only if we have earned it. So it is true, as it is said, that the dunya is the cultivation for the hereafter. What we do, I mean, what we sow here, same thing we will reap.
Yes.
It is not that we are sowing here and we are doing the actions of Jahannam and we are expecting Jannah in return. This is a very unrealistic expectation. Yes.
Illogical.
Yes. And the phases of our life, Qasab, as you have shown some light over it, the phases of our life. I mean, look at the seasons as they change. Our life can also be summed up in the same manner. Let's say, for example, the childhood, it is the spring season, where everything is growing, everything is flourishing, subhanAllah. Right. And then we transition into adulthood from spring going into summer, all warm and fuzzy, subhanAllah, and everything is going well.
Right.
And then after that, you hit the autumn season, where the leaves begin to fall, where our hair begin to fall. Look at the similitude of it, where our organs, they start to give up, they begin to fall.
The body becomes
where the body weak. Begins to deteriorate. Your kidneys that were functioning at 50%, maybe they have been reduced to now, you know, 20% capacity. Where your heart was strong and pumping strong, now cholesterol has built up and the arteries are blocked and you are going through bypass and so many other treatments. Blood pressure is gone out of whack, either too high or too low. What is bad? Your sugar level, diabetes, all of this comes in this age. And this is the autumn of our life. And then Allah. We fall away, we wither away, just like flowers. So this is the example of life, that there's only so many seasons to go by. Therefore, we are advised to take account of our life while we are still young. To exert our effort in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is also the zikr of Allah.
Allah
subhanahu. So when we are remembering death, in fact, it leads to the zikr of Allah.
Subhanallah.
That we are going to meet our Creator. What happens after death? A soul is taken to in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to be looking forward for. So one thing is remembering our death. And then something very close to it is, what if somebody starts to wish that, you know, wish I was dead? This is something we are not encouraged to do. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that none of you should wish for death. Because of maybe a certain calamity that has befallen that person. You know, if you are afflicted by some calamities and you can't take it, you know, the reality of life, the hardship, and due to that a person begins to, you know, wish for death, that is not encouraged in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you mustn't do that. But if you must wish for death, then you can rather say this, that, oh Allah, keep me alive for as long as it is good for me to be alive.
Subhanallah.
Oh Allah, oh cause me to die when it is the right time for me to go.
Subhanallah.
When it is good for me to go. Subhanallah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that none of you should wish for death. If that person is a virtuous person, if is a pious person, then it is hoped that person will do more good deeds. Subhanallah. Yes. And if he is a sinner, then even for him, a prolonged life is better for him, because in that life that he is going to live forward, maybe he will get a chance to make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept his tawbah. And in this way he can gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he passes away. Look at the wisdom that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us in these hadith. And the ulama, they have said that death is one of the biggest calamities. They say, قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْمَصَائِبِ. Allahu Akbar. Now this is our transition period from one home to another home. Death is what? Yeah. We don't perish really. Only the body decays, but the soul is detached. And that's what in Islam we know as death.
Yeah.
It is the separation of the soul from the body. And then they say, وَإِنْتِقَالُ مِنْ دَارٍ إِلَى دَارٍ وَهُوَ الْمُصِيبَةُ الْعُزْمَى. Allahu Akbar. وَأَعْزَمَ مِنْهُ الْغَفْلَةُ. And what is a bigger calamity than death? It is our oblivious nature that we have, our attitude towards death, that, you know, we don't think about it. That is even greater calamity than death itself, if we forget our death. Allahu Akbar. And then they say, وَلْيَرَادُ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ. And if we abstain from remembering death, that is a bigger calamity than the death itself.
Allah, Allah.
And then they say, thinking of death. And if one is not, death never comes to his mind, it never crosses his mind, right, then it is a very big calamity. It is a bigger calamity than the death itself. And they say that, why is it? Because the death in itself is the greatest nasiha one can ever have.
Subhanallah.
It is the greatest and biggest nasiha. Then they say, it is mentioned in the hadith, لَوْ أَنَّ الْبَهَائِمَ تَعْلَمُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ مَا تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَكَلْتُمْ مِنْهَا سَمِينَ. The meat of the animal, you know, we have, alhamdulillah, cattle that are healthy. They are fleshy and we enjoy eating their flesh. In terms of, you know, all the meat dishes that we have, that we consume. We wouldn't be able to enjoy it if they knew that they are going to die one day. The animals.
Allah.
We wouldn't get to enjoy the meat, because all will be melted away if they had to know what we know, that they have to die one day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it is mentioned that an Arabi, a villager, he used to travel on his camel.
Right.
And one day somebody told this camel, his ears, that you have to die one day. And among the many camels that he had, this camel got very weak. Allahu Akbar. Finally, he came to know why he got in very weak. Because he was told about death.
Allah.
And here we see the janazah every day before our eyes. We participate in the isali thawab of a person. We participate in the burial of the janazas, the janazah salahs. Yet, we still carry on with our lives as if nothing happened.
And all of these muhasab, you know, they are reminders of our death. And the fascinating part is, and the interesting part is, that, you know, a person who is always sinning, habitually sinning, and has no concern that one day he is going to die. And because of not remembering death, this person continues to be absorbed in committing sins and vices, etc. But on the other hand, if a person is sinning and then adopts this mentality that one day I am going to die, and this person reminds himself about death. When he sees a person, a fellow Muslim dying, then he thinks to himself that one day I am also going to die. So when a person has this mindset that one day I am going to die, that would actually help and aid a person in making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before their death even comes to them. So we see that due to the barakah of remembering death often every single day of our lives, it kills all pleasures, and also it enables us to seek sincere repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all commit sins, major, minor. And if we really think about it, for how long is one going to go about committing sins? Whereas one day his life is going to come to an end, one day death is going to come. So instead of being filled with regret, one should, you know, make tawbah, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We in this world, and things, yes, they are hard. You know, to commit sins, as you've mentioned, is so easy. But to do a good deed, a person now thinks twice, whether I must do this or not. And then shaitan comes, shaitan puts whispers in a person's ear, and the person leaves all the good and goes towards the bad, goes towards bad company. Sometimes because of a person's bad company, that person's end may be bad because of the company such a person is keeping. I mean, look at, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Often Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember death, and yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to always remember our death. We may be eating, we may be drinking something, we may be going somewhere, and suddenly a person dies. How often we see it, you know, that a person went towards the masjid, offered salah, and in his salah he passed away. Subhanallah, he didn't know he was going to pass away, but he passed away in the masjid, which means that this person was a person of good conduct. This person was a person, you know, who had good company. His circle of friends were good. When you have that with you, then the impact that comes from that, your friends will tell you that remember death, remember death, remember death. And because of that, it forces and it enables a person to do more and more good deeds. Because we have to remember this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he mentions that this dunya, this world, is a prison towards the believers, and a jannah, a paradise towards the disbelievers. So we have to decide, in this dunya we are restricted. That's why death is as a gift, because death sets you free. And in this dunya we are restricted. So by remembering death, what it does is, the benefit of this is, a person remains content with what he has in life. Even if he has little, even if he has less sustenance, but still he is content. Why? Because he doesn't find pleasure in those things. He doesn't find pleasure in eating. He doesn't find pleasure in drinking. He doesn't find pleasure in going out and seeing this building, that building, this mall and that mall. No. His main concern now is about his death. And due to that, he is content. And when he is content, he is pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. And imagine, when you have all of that, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person. But it comes down to us always remembering our death. And there are ways also, you know, in which one can remind themselves about one's death. For example, read the seerah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Quran, the awliya Allah, how afraid they would be of death. You know, how much of preparations they would make for death, and how they experience, you know, the severity and the intensity of death. Pious person, he mentioned, someone asked him that, it was the time of his death, and someone asked him that, how are you feeling this pain of death? And he says that it is like two huge mountains on my shoulders. That's how severe the pain of death is, that he felt as if it were, there was two huge mountains on his shoulders, because it's the soul being pulled out from the depths of a person's body, and through each and every vein, through each and every root of every single hair. Imagine that, your soul being pulled out like that. Now, when we read these narrations that describe to us how intense death is, all of this should serve as a reminder to us that by us reading this, we need to change ourselves. We need to change our perspective. We need to change our mentality and mindset and think that this world is temporary and my death is coming. What have I done for it? How much of effort have I put into the preps for my death? Or am I putting more preps into this dunya, more preps into things related with this dunya and totally heedless, totally oblivious on my death? If that, you know, is the case, then such a person, he is only losing out on himself. He is making himself lose out. But on the other hand, the person who remembers his death, he also attains and gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because now his fear will increase more and more and more. And once a person has taqwa, once a person has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will aid the person to do more good deeds and refrain from sins. And even if such a person commits a sin, but because of even a little bit of taqwa that they have in their heart, they would immediately make tawbah. They would immediately run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking forgiveness. And this is the attitude and the mindset that we need to have. Always remember our death.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Sayyidi, Jazakallah. No, it's very inspirational that we do remember our death. And this is something we have to face one day.
Yeah.
And a wise person is he who is prepared for what's coming. Let's say, for example, we have to travel somewhere. Just as an example. Now, we are taught in, if you go for driving school lessons, pre-trip inspection, that is something that is taught. Without that, you can't pass your driver's license. You know, you have to be on the road, and it is full of challenges. And this is a journey that you're going to undertake. Now, there's a pre-trip inspection for this.
Right.
Check all different parts of your vehicle, if it's roadworthy, if it's going to survive on the road on this journey. Similarly, death is a journey. And for that, we have to take all the precautions, all the preps that we can do. And this is the time to prepare. You can't prepare when you're on the driving seat. You have to prepare beforehand. Go around, check if there's an oil leak, check if there's water. Check if there is engine oil in there. Check if you got enough fuel. You got spare tires. All of this. It's not a perfect comparison. But in essence, it takes all of this for us to pass our driver's license and go through, you know, and makes us roadworthy, basically.
Right.
We are ready to go hit the road. So death is that journey that everyone will have to undertake.
Allah.
What pre-trip inspections are we making? What precautions are we taking? Are we doing, do we have enough good deeds for us to carry us safely on this journey? Because after death, what will remain, Sayyidi? Not our fancy clothes that we wear, not our cars that we drive, not our buildings in which we comfortably stay,
not our degrees,
nothing, except for what we have done, our actions. And all we have in the qabr, one simple kafan. That's not even enough to save us from the heat and the cold and the different insects that will be awaiting us in the qabr. The snakes, the scorpions, the azab of the qabr that will be inflicted upon us.
Masa, by thinking about all of those, it enables a person to live a life of simplicity. You know, and when that simplicity is there, then automatically a person doesn't have ego in his heart, doesn't have malice towards anyone, doesn't have hatred or enmity towards anyone, because a person is remembering his death, and because of that is simple. Why must there be ego? You know, for those who have these evil qualities of ego and holding grudges, enmity, hatred, etc., jealousy, all of these, it makes a person heedless of their death. It takes a person away from remembering their death because they think they are all it. And that they know everything and that everyone, you know, must look up to them only because of their ego and everything. But that would bring about ruin in a person because of that ego. I mean, ego, jealousy, all of these was because of destruction of shaitan. That is how he got destroyed, because of the ego that he had, that I am better than you. But on the other hand, the beauty of remembering one's death is that one gets to live a life with simplicity. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life. The most simple life any man could ever live was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who are we and what are we? We have to, you know, always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek tawbah, because due to the barakah of repenting the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person may be going through a financial difficulty or this worry, that problem, but because of repenting, all of those difficulties, all of those worries, they also get removed. Why? Because of repenting. And all of it, it boils down to remembering one's death. And this is something that we should also inculcate in our children as well. You know, because from a young age, if they have this mindset that one day I'm going to die, whether I'm young now or I get old later, it doesn't matter. But if a child, if our children have this mindset that, you know what, I need to perform my 5 times daily salah, I need to recite the Quran every single day, even if it's not one part, at least one page, or at least half page too. I need to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to do this, I need to do that. Like how for this dunya we say, I need to do this, I need to do that. Likewise, to make preparations for our death also, we need to act like this also. We need to be in this way, that I need to give charity today. I need to see which Muslim in my community, in my neighborhood is going through difficulty, so that I can remove his difficulties, and because of that, Allah Ta'ala will remove my difficulties on the day of Qiyamah.
Inshallah.
If we think like this, then because of remembering our death, how much of good deeds a person will do just because of that? Just because of that. Imagine a person, for example, comes to know that the exams is tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. And the previous weeks went by, they didn't study anything.
And this is the exam, which is all of a sudden.
Yes, it's all of a sudden.
You don't know when the date comes.
At least here in this dunya, you know when it is. You know the date, you even know the time when it's going to be. And how much of effort the student puts in just to make sure they even scrape out the exam. Whole night taking energy supplements to stay awake the entire night, to focus, using screen time, not even worried about the eyesight, nothing, as long as I am absorbing in, so that tomorrow I can just pass my exams. Now imagine if we had to put that same energy into shifting our thinking into this way, that just like how I do for this dunya and preparing for my exams, I need to act the exact same way to prepare for my death and for my akhirah and hereafter to be good. So I also need to jump and say, have I performed my salah today? Have I sent salawat today? I also need to be alert about all of these things and not think as if they are nothing, because that is everything to us. You know, if we have that mindset, then inshallah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else to follow will be good.
Inshallah. Inshallah. MashaAllah. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, now after Morana Sahib has enlightened us with regards to the many different wisdom that are there in remembering our death and how it will really help us to take into consideration that this is the journey we are going to be undertaking, and this is the exam that we will all have to give, and this is the exam for life. Inshallah, so we rather be prepared.
Inshallah.
Now let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal, and rejuvenate our hearts and spirit with Zikr Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moti matlab. Inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to go and listen to this kalam, and we will be back. discussing our today's topic, which is the remembrance of death. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya, maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya,
jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya,
maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya, maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya,
डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था, डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था, डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था, गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया, गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया,
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया, मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया,
तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने, तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने, तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने, तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदो पारा हो गया, तेरी हैबत से फलक का महदो पारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया,
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया, मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया,
यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते, यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते, यूं तो सब पैदा हुए गए आप ही के वास्ते, किस्मत उसकी है जिसे कह दो हमारा हो गया, किस्मत उसकी है जिसे कह दो हमारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया,
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया, मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया,
तेरे साने से कोई पूछे तेरा हुस्नो जमाल, तेरे साने से कोई पूछे तेरा हुस्नो जमाल, तेरे साने से कोई पूछे तेरा हुस्नो जमाल, खुद बनाया और बनाकर खुद ही प्यारा हो गया, खुद बनाया और बनाकर खुद ही प्यारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया,
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया, मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया,
तू ही ने तो मिस्र में यूसुफ को यूसुफ कर दिया, तू ही ने तो मिस्र में यूसुफ को यूसुफ कर दिया, तू ही ने तो मिस्र में यूसुफ को यूसुफ कर दिया, तू ही तो याकूब की आंखों का तारा हो गया, तू ही तो याकूब की आंखों का तारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, जब इशारा हो गया, मतलब हमारा हो गया,
मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया, मौत ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया,
हम भिखारी क्या हमारी भीख किस गिनती में है, हम भिखारी क्या हमारी भीख किस गिनती में गए, ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ہیر سبحان اللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس کلام موت یہ مطلب تمہارا جب اشارہ ہو گیا اینڈ ناؤ وی آر بیک ڈسکسنگ آور ٹوڈیز ٹاپک ریممبرنس آف ڈیتھ لیٹس گو بیک ٹو دی فادر آف مین کائنڈ سیدنا آدم علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام اٹ از مینشن ان ون نریشن دیٹ وین one of the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he passed away. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam says to Mother Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, قَدْ مَاتَ إِبْنُكَ, that your son has passed away. قَالَتْ وَمَا الْمَوْتِ, she said, what is death?
Allah, Allah.
When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam said that death has approached him, she is asking, what is death? Because this happened for the first time.
Right.
And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he says that when death approaches someone to explain as to what death is, he stops eating, he stops drinking, he can't stand, he can't sit. And then it struck Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala that it is a tragedy that she has lost her son. And she began to cry. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he said that you and like how you are crying over your child, all the women folk in my progeny, in my offspring, they will be doing the same. Allahu Akbar. So the first death in the history of mankind, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is consoling Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, explaining to her what death is, what happens when a person dies. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his attitude towards death. It is mentioned that the angel of death, he came to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he said, I have come here to capture your soul. And this is how death occurs, by capturing one's soul. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says to Malakul Maut, the angel of death, that hal ra'aita khalilan yaqbidu ruha khalilihi, have you ever seen a friend who wants to capture the soul of another friend?
Allah,
meaning referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is Allah's khalil. How come that a friend wants to capture the soul of his friend? So Malakul Maut, he then goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'araja Malakul Maut ila rabbihi subhanahu wa ta'ala faqala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, now give him my response to what Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam has said. He says, فَقُلْ لَهُ فَهَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَلِيلًا يَكْرَهُ لِقَاءَ خَلِيلِهِ, have you ever seen a friend that doesn't like meeting his friend?
Allah.
Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam heard the response of his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wanted to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ فَأَقْبِذْ رُوحِي الْآن, now capture my death, soul, Allah. Subhanallah. He commanded the angel of death, now come and capture my soul, so I can meet my creator Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah. So look at, you know, different perspective, how we look at death.
Right.
And here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in his Mubarak Hadith that we all have desires and we keep fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to fight our desires is to remember our death. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. That increase and remember in excess that which breaks and destroys all desires. يعني الموت, meaning death. And it is mentioned in another riwayat, in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a man from Ansar, he came and he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which believer is the most excellent? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Ahsanuhum khuluqan, the one who has the best of character.
Subhanallah.
And then he said, Qal ayyul mu'minina akyas, and which believer is the wisest? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in response to this, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْمَوْتِ ذِكْرًا, that the one who remembers death in excess, that person is a wise person. Because if you know you have to go through something and you are completely oblivious of it, I'll see when it comes to it. That's not the attitude of a wise person.
Yeah.
But a wise person is prepared for what's to come. I mean, we all, you know how we taunt our friends, family members, you know, when there's a recession, and that person was earning well, and then when the recession hits, that person can't cope with the day-to-day expenses, and we taunt that person, you know, I told you, save for the rainy days. So a wise person saves for the rainy days, like how in our today's day-to-day conversation, we keep saying all these things, right? But because one knows that, you know, one way or the other, the economy is not going to stay strong for a very long time. We all experience some sort of decline, right? Some sort of collapse in the economy. There is the age of depression also recorded in the economical terms of years. COVID time, we saw such a huge crisis. Allahu Akbar. So recession, all of this is part of our life. And we all prepare for it. What about the person who knows, we all know that we are going to die one day. And if we don't prepare, then who's the foolish one?
Allah.
So the pious predecessors, they would remind each other of death. And once it is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Alim Adin, he came to him, and he wanted some nasiha from him. So the Alim, he said to Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that, you know, all those who came before you, who ruled over people, who ruled over a certain kingdom, they all had to die. Even your forefathers, right up to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, they were all caused to die. So what makes you think that you are going to live forever? You are also going to follow suit.
Allah.
And it is very soon that you will pass away from this world. So be careful how you handle your affairs, your matters. And when he said that, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, he cried vigorously.
Allah.
This is how we need to remember our
death. Yes. And also, Masab, there are, you know, there are harms also of not remembering one's death. And one of the harms is that a person who does not remember their death, they forget about the grave and the hereafter. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will not be able to move from his place until he answers 5 questions. And the first question to be asked on the day of Qiyamah to a person will be regarding their salah. Now, imagine that if a person did not think about their death, do not think that one day they are going to die and spend their entire lives in heedlessness. What will happen now on the day of Qiyamah? How would such a person answer? So we see that this is one of the harms of not remembering one's death, that it causes a person to forget about their qabr and to forget about the hereafter. So to avoid all of this and not to have regret, as you said, Munasab, that we need to remind ourselves of our death every single day of our lives, we just need to ponder over incidents. We need to ponder over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we have this kind of a mindset, then automatically we would remember our death each and every day, and that will help us and enable us to passionately follow the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, jazakallah sayyidi. So, Masum, you said something that the first thing that will be questioned about on the day of judgment is about our salah. You know, this is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are reminded of this. And in our local masjid where I used to go, where I grew up in my childhood, we used to go to the masjid, and you know, sometimes there is calligraphy written there. There are some writings on the wall, on the beams, on the mihrab of the masjid. It's different places in the masjid. Somebody will put up a frame. It got some poetry, some Quranic verses, some ahadith. And there was a piece of Persian poetry which translates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the first question that will be asked on the day of judgment. When the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the first thing that will be asked about on the day of judgment, it will be our salah. So it was translated into Persian, the sheer poetry. It says, Roze Mahshar, I still remember, Roze Mahshar ki ja gudaz buvad, awwali pursishe namaz buvad. That the day of judgment will be, which will be horrific. The first question will be asked, it will be about salah.
Subhanallah.
So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, remember our death, and we have to answer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for it, inshallah azza wa jal, next appearance on this program and silsila of Dimension of Islamic Life, inshallah, come to you with another topic of discussion, inshallah azza wa jal, and we'll continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.